We just come for a trip. It was a couple of Christmases ago. We came for a trip, visited a few properties that I'd been on up here, and I'd known Graham, the owner, for 28 years. And we called in here and spent a Christmas with him, and as we were leaving, he offered us a job. He'd been in the hotel 38 years and looking to get out, and it took us 8 months to decide whether to do it or not because it was a big step. It was just one of them things that come along in life and you think, well, why not? You know, you're only alive once, so cram as much into it as you can and enjoy it.
Taking risks for you doesn't seem like such a strange thing, because you were telling me earlier that you took a big risk when you were a youngster, when you took off from home.
Yeah, I did. I was sort of different to all my brothers and one sister, but took off from home and had to get a job. Got a job in a stable, and within 12 months I was riding over jumps, and done that for 9 years in Victoria and South Australia, and totally loved it. Totally loved it. When you run away at 15 and with not a cent in your pocket, you've got to do something, and you've got to eat, and tell them a lie that you could ride a horse, and they put you on a horse in the morning and it throws its head up and breaks your nose first up. Well, it's all part of learning. But within 12 months, 18 months, I was riding over the jumps and absolutely loved it.
So why did you decide to take off at 15 and try your luck in the world?
Well, grew up in a big family. There was six of us boys and one sister, and the family farm was only 1,600 acres at the time, and it's not big enough for everyone to be there.
So you soon found yourself at a stable in Victoria riding steeple races. You must have been pretty lucky that you were the right height and the right weight. How easy was it for you to quickly learn?
It was a sharp learning curve to hop on a thoroughbred after riding a pony. It's a complete different feeling when you've got 500 kilos underneath you wanting to go flat out. But as for being the right weight and height, that wasn't the case. I had to diet from day one. Most of your spare time was spent in the sauna or running with sweat bags on to lose weight. And in the end, it finished me because a twisted bar from dieting slows you up, so that was it.
The diet must have been pretty serious then.
Oh, the diet was really hard. You'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd have half a cup of black tea, you'd go and ride track work, and you'd come in and you'd have a bit of fruit for breakfast, a little bit more for lunch, and for tea you'd have a real thin piece of steak with a little bit of salad, and that was your diet. But when you were in that game, your adrenaline kept you going. Had an old grey, he was the best horse I ever rode, a horse called Russell. I had 11 rides only for 10 wins in a second, and he was just a brilliant old horse, yeah.
How high are those jumps?
Nowadays they're not very high at all, and they've changed the jumps a lot. But I can remember going to Flemington, and first time I ever rode there, and I walked out to have a look at the jump, and it was about a foot higher than me, and had a log takeoff in front of it that was 8 foot wide, you know, and jumps were 6 to 7 foot high, and they were huge jumps, and you had to jump.
You must have had a heart bigger than Ben Hur.
Oh, I don't know about that. Often Jake, he said, if it's 13 jumps in a race, you shut your eyes 13 times, but that's not quite true, because you're always looking ahead and seeing what's coming, but yeah, but it was a great challenge.
So you rode steeple races for 9 years. What did you do then after that?
I went and learned to shear. The first shed I was sure in was at Allendy, which is 100 kilometres northwest of Whitecliffs, and I was sure there in mid-80s, and in 99 I come back and managed Calendry and Allendy. They adjoined each other, and it was 200,000 acres of bloody beautiful country. It was 95 kilometres from one front gate to the other, and you can't get lost in that country, and you've got to learn it pretty quick. So, yeah, it was a great learning curve and a challenge that I loved.
Well, you certainly sound like you've had a number of adventures in your life so far, and I'm wondering what kind of adventures you might be looking forward to having in the future.
As for my next adventure, I'm currently looking at buying a yacht and learning to sail and just see where I end up. It's a big place, the world, isn't it?